And it is 6:17 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We're joined now on our newsmaker line by our good friend, Mayor of Maury County, Andy Ogles. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I hear a rumor that you are a candidate for the 5th Congressional District GOP nomination, the election to be held less than a month from today on August 4th.
Yeah, I tell you what, it was a hot weekend campaigning, but, you know, we tried to squeeze in some family time, saw some fireworks. It was a good time.
So talk about the weekend campaigning. It was hot. I tried to stay in my air-conditioned house as much as possible over the weekend, but I saw the thermometer going high 90s, maybe even squeezing up to 100 degrees. What sort of campaign activities did you do over the 4th of July, Andy?
Well, you know, yesterday in Franklin, they had a festival downtown, and so we had a booth set up there, just, you know, tons of people. But, you know, you're on blacktop, the heat index is 100 degrees. I mean, we all sweated buckets, but it's just part of the process when you sign up to do these things. And we finished back in Maury County, went up to the Maury County Park and saw a lot of folks again, walked around, shook hands, and then we did a brief video, took off the campaign hat, and we sat there as a family and watched the fireworks and came home and had some ice cream.
Well, you've got now less than a month until Election Day. Early voting starts on Friday. What are you seeing out there when you talk to folks?
Yeah, you know, people are fed up with the nonsense. I mean, you've got this woke agenda that's, you know, really being crammed down our throats, and it's time to fight back. And, you know, kind of case in point with the situation with the guardsmen across the country, being fired here in Tennessee, we have the same problem, and we've got to stand up for freedom and liberty. That's why I'm running for Congress. The future of my children is at stake.
Now, this district, which previously included all of Davidson County and parts of Dixon and Cheatham County, just a little bit, was a safe Democrat district. Now, it's got the southern third of Davidson County, the western half of Wilson, eastern half of Williamson, all of Maury, all of Marshall, all of Lewis. It's considered a likely Republican seat. There are 9 qualified candidates. You're one of those 9. You're the mayor of Maury County, one of the largest voting blocks in this new district. A lot of people are saying, who is the most conservative candidate in the race? Tell us why you fit that category.
Well, I think a lot of people will claim to be the most conservative, but I think when you look at who I've aligned myself with, that speaks louder. I mean, the House Freedom Caucus has endorsed me. I've got the support of Jim Jordan, Congressman Perry, who's chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Mark Meadows, close advisor to President Trump. Very conservative individuals who have led this country, leading this country. You know, they looked at all the candidates. I've got a track record of fighting. I don't back down. I'm polite, but don't back down. And then most recently, you have Veterans for Trump, Veterans for First America, have endorsed me as well.
Yeah, the group Veterans for America First endorse you in this race. They've also endorsed Lauren Boebert, Sarah Palin, Herschel Walker, Carrie Lake, among others. Why did they give you their endorsement?
Again, it gets back to, you know, they're identifying, America First candidates across the country. I'm clearly the most conservative. Again, I'm the MAGA candidate. You know, if you're a supporter, fan of Trump, his policies, he's an imperfect vessel, but his policies certainly have changed this country for the better. And then Biden was elected, and now look at it, inflation and unemployment and all of these things that we know are really taking us backwards from where we were just a couple of years ago. I mean, think about fuel prices a few years ago versus where we are today.
Andy Ogles, mayor of Maury County, candidate for the 5th Congressional District GOP nomination. The election is August 4th. The primary, the early voting begins a week from Friday. Now, the two, you're one of 3 considered frontrunners, at least based on the amount of money raised. The other two are former Speaker of the Tennessee House of Representatives Beth Harwell and retired Brigadier General Kurt Winstead. Why should voters pick you over those two?
You know, again, actions speak louder than words. You know, I've been fighting against the mandates. You know, I've stood with our first responders over the mandates. I stood for our healthcare workers. And then I've been talking about this issue with our guardsmen for a year and a half, warning that, you know, we have to protect their right to choose for themselves. I mean, this, you know, COVID, I know it's still out there, but I think for most people, we're through COVID, and yet we're going to fire, you know, people who have dedicated their lives to our country in service in the National Guard because they don't want to take the vaccine. That's wrong. People are giving up their careers. They're losing pensions. Enough is enough. Let's get back to freedom and liberty. And again, I've been fighting for these causes. I've got the track record to prove it. And it should be noted, you know, no one else in this campaign 2 years ago when the mandates were coming down, no one else stood with me. No one else backed me up when I was being, you know, raked over the coals in the media, when my family was getting death threats. There was silence. It was just me and a handful of other leaders across the state that were fighting these issues. And I think by most metrics, was the leader of fighting against those mandates. And here we are. I'm going to take that same fight, that same dedication to the people, for my children, to Congress.
1 week from tonight, the Epoch Times is hosting a different kind of debate downtown Nashville, the old Masonic Lodge there. They've invited you and four other candidates to attend. Jeff Beierlein, retired Brigadier General Kurt Winstead, and Trace Widdoms have accepted their invitations, from what I understand. We don't know if Beth Harwell is going to show up. It's going to be a different kind of debate. Hans von Spakovsky will be there asking questions. It will be subject matter experts. Hans is an expert on the Constitution and election integrity from the Heritage Foundation. Questions about China will be asked by Gordon Chang. What's your attitude going into that debate? And it will be, you know, kind of a national debate. It can be a lot of visibility for that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, this is the opportunity, like you said, to be on a national stage, to be heard. And, you know, you've got some really amazing folks that are going to be on this panel asking questions. And, it'll be, I won't say it'll be fun, but I'm excited.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what's on the agenda for the next, 30 days until Election Day? What are you going to be doing?
Man, just campaigning, reach out to folks. I mean, we're down, the clock is ticking. And, you know, my name is Andy Ogles. I'm asking for your vote. You know me. I've been fighting for not just Murray County, but all of Tennessee for 2 years. And we're just out there working to earn people's vote.
Are you doing door-to-door, knocking on doors?
Yeah, we're doing everything door-to-door. Obviously, you go to events, you do fundraising. I mean, it's almost a 24/7 kind of campaign. You know, as the candidate, you come out, of these things exhausted because, you know, you just have to, for me at least, you know, you give 110%. Till the end, and that's what we're doing.
Andy Ogles, mayor of Murray County. I've got to say it, that bastion of freedom, that turbocharged engine of economic growth. Andy Ogles, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, there you go. Andy Ogles, mayor of Murray County, one of nine qualified candidates running for the Republican nomination for the 5th congressional district here in Tennessee, Election Day, August 4th. Early voting begins a week from Friday. Tomorrow morning, we'll have one of the nine qualified candidates here. Jenny Batchelor will be here in studio. We'll ask her the important questions about where she stands on the issues, what she thinks her chances are, and what she thinks is headed towards the midterm elections here in Tennessee. This is the Tennessee Star Report. When we get back, Aaron Goldmanson joins us.